This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. President Obama's Economic Corner.
Markets will rise and fall, but this is the United States of America. No matter what some agency may say, we've always been and always will be a AAA country.
Investors yesterday apparently concluded the only thing we have to fear is Obama himself. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell close to 300 points from the time the president took the podium to the end of Wall Street trading. Can anyone reassure these markets? Thinking of fireside chats when the house is in flames. Feeling AAA, seeing triple-digit losses. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to try to get our minds off the crazy markets and focus on something that has real value. That's our challenge this hour. It's Tuesday, August 9th. Celeste is out this week. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Investors worldwide may be seeing signs of a bottom. Almost $8 trillion have been erased from the global stock markets in the past 2 weeks. The nosedive continues this morning in part. Asian markets opened in a free fall. They stabilized a bit. They closed with losses ranging from 2 to 5%. Right now, European markets seem to be stumbling again, but Dow and Wall Street futures are flat to up this morning. Joining us now is Louise Cooper, a markets analyst with BGC Partners in London, where it's been a very difficult night. Louise, good morning.
Good morning, John. I feel I have aged.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to get to the details of what's going on in London, not with you, but with the backdrop of the smoke and the debris on the streets of London. Give us a sense of what the markets are doing this morning.
The markets have just been enormously volatile. When I woke up about 4 or 5 o'clock this morning, the futures indicated European markets to be down about 7%. I mean, 7%, John, that is an enormous move. By the time we actually opened in Europe, they actually opened up. Now we're down 3 to 5%. I mean, enormously volatile markets. Who knows? I mean, why would anyone make an investment decision when markets are whipsawing around like this?
Indeed, the psych out of 2011, we might call it. That's Louise Cooper. Have a great rest of the day. Markets analyst with the BGC Partners in London, talking about the volatility on all markets this morning. Wall Street looks to be able to pick itself off the mat today. The Dow dropped 634 points yesterday. It's the sixth largest one-day drop in history. But right now, as we mentioned, Dow and Wall Street futures are pointing slightly upward. The Federal Reserve meets today. Investors will be watching for signs of another stimulus out of Washington. And the worst rioting in Britain in decades seems to be spreading.
I don't care. I've never seen such a disregard for human life.
That's a pub owner in London echoing some of the worries of our friend Louise in London, a city that's seen three nights of looting and arson by youth.
I was almost pleading with one of these young people to not torched a block. And he kind of scoffed. He had his scarf around his face, and he just laughed and walked away.
The London Fire Department ran out of trucks at one point, battling the flames started by rioters. The violence has now spread to several cities. Prime Minister David Cameron cut short his vacation and is holding crisis talks this morning on how to handle the response. More than 400 people have been arrested. Turkey's foreign minister met with Syrian President Bashar Assad this morning to demand an end to Syria's crackdown on protesters. Envoys from India, Brazil, and South Africa also heading to Damascus to express their disapproval. Libya's rebels have dissolved the executive committee of its transitional government. And here in the U.S., Wisconsin voters will decide today whether to recall six Republican state senators. We'll have more on that later on this morning. President Obama will announce new fuel standards today for large vehicles, the first time everything from fire trucks to large pickups will have to cut back on fuel consumption. And endurance swimmer Diana Nyad's attempt to become the first person to swim between Cuba and Florida without a shark cage is over. She got about halfway. Strong winds and currents forced her to give up the 103-mile swim. Asian and European markets continue down this morning. Futures are up, though, for Wall Street marginally. The Dow gets underway at 10,809. The S&P opens at 1,119. And the NASDAQ opens at 2060. Forget the markets. That's your assignment this morning for this hour. We're going to take a look at what has real value and why values fluctuate. We want your responses at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Give us a sense of what you think is going on, or go to thetakeaway.org with a comment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.